Talk Back Jackson Sports on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM. My name is Mark Daly, and we are heading to the sports line, welcoming Tom Knutson back to the show for the Knutson's Fishing Report. Hey, Tom, how you doing?
Good morning, Mark.
Everything well there out in Brooklyn at Knutson's?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. We're ending, yesterday started the...
Today's
October 1st. Right, today starts bow season, so a little less pressure on the fishing and more on the hunting side of it at this point.
You know, my mind is still in August, so I can't believe how fast this year has gone. We get back to normal and everything just flies by.
Well, the weather, weather has been so beautiful this fall compared to some falls. You know, we had that one little stretch that kind of made things a little miserable for 3-4 days with quite a bit of rain, but definitely it looks like, nice ending to the September, and looks like it's going to start into October pretty well.
So, here we are, first day of bow season, and you can set up hunters with anything they need for bow season.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you betcha. I mean, everything but, working on the bows themselves and, and sighting that type of stuff in, we can take care of all of that.
As far as the fishing report goes, have we noticed any changes over the last week? What's hot in the Jackson area?
What's happening in the Jackson area? Well, we're cooling down at night, mm-hmm. so we're getting the water temperatures down to where they, really keep those fish activated, and fishing has been really good with the, consistent good weather.
Yeah, I've noticed that there have been people out there. Are we still looking at the bluegills on, like, the drop-offs, or are they getting shallower now?
The bluegills are still hanging out in the drop-off at this point. Where they should be, getting ready to feed up for the big winter is coming ahead.
I know. I was hitting the smallmouths a couple times this week. Bass are still pretty active.
And the bass are doing exactly what they're supposed to be doing at this point. We're having a very good fall run. Perch are going nuts now on Lake Erie.
Oh, really?
Okay. So that's been a big thing, and they can't find minnows, so they're having to use minnows that they don't like to use down there, and so we're having a pretty good supply of fatheads at this point.
Okay, all right. So minnows for perch on Lake Erie.
Absolutely, that's the number one thing.
Absolutely, yeah. Anything happening up north along the rivers?
Salmon. That big rains that we had a couple weeks ago got the salmon going pretty good. Mm-hmm. Those guys are doing pretty well at this point. They're hanging in there. I don't know if we're getting some of the big size fish that that we saw out on the main lake, if they're starting to roll in, but I did see that the DNR is starting to collect eggs, so that means that they're probably right in their prime right now.
Anything happening on Lake Michigan right now?
So much on the lake itself. Okay. Now it's going to be all in the rivers.
Okay. All right. As far as those who are hitting the waters locally here, all they got to do is stop on in. You can kind of give them some intel as to where to go and to what to get, right?
Absolutely. We can take care of that. Yep, right. We can take care of all of that for them.
All right. Best bait in the business right there at Knutson's. Knutson's Sporting Goods, Wamplers Lake Road in beautiful Brooklyn. Tom, anything else we missed that we should be hitting on today?
Nope. Just that waterfall starts in the middle zone tomorrow, and we start the duck season will start here next week.
Uh-huh.
Roll one season into another.
Outstanding. It's a great time of year. Tom, as always,
it surely is.
We appreciate the visit. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks, Mark.
The Knutson's Fishing Report on Talkback Jackson Sports, Jackson's Fox Sports, 101.9 FM.